listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Vincent Jensen, and this is episode number 1299. Let's get to it with today's topic, how green is your internal respiration?
This episode is brought to you by... We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
This picture shows an enlarged view of the airways of the lungs. External respiration is the process in which gases are exchanged with the external environment in the lungs. When breathing, air enters the nose and mouth and passes through the windpipe, Internal respiration is the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide from blood cells to different tissues in an animal's body. It occurs in the animal cycle. It is a gas exchange from the bloodstream to the tissue through cellular respiration. In physiology, breathing is the movement of oxygen from the outer environment into cells and tissues and the reduction of carbon dioxide in the opposite direction. The physiological definition of respiration differs from the biochemical definition that refers to the metabolic process through which an organism extracts energy in the form of ATP and NADPH, oxidizes nutrients and releases waste products. Cellular respiration is a metabolic process by which an organism gains energy by reacting with oxygen and glucose. Cell respiration releases water, carbon dioxide and adenosine triphosphate as energy. There are three steps in cellular respiration: glycolysis, cancer cycle and oxidative phosphorylation. Red blood cells transport oxygen from the capillaries to the tissues of the entire body. Myoglobin is the oxygen-binding protein that makes muscles red and transports oxygen from cells to muscles. This means that hemoglobin releases a lot of oxygen into active cells, and cells naturally need more oxygen. This property of hemoglobin, the so-called Haldane effect, means that low-oxygen blood has an increased ability to transport carbon dioxide, while low-oxygen blood has a decreased ability to transport carbon dioxide. That is, when hemoglobin transports oxygen into the systemic circuit, it discharges oxygen and is also able to transport a higher amount of carbon dioxide. The oxygen in the blood is transported in a ratio between the concentration of oxygen in the hemoglobin and the saturation of the hemoglobin molecules by hemoglobin. Thus, the transport of oxygen is important. The correlation between the concentration of oxygen and the hemoglobin saturation is indicated by the oxygen-hemoglobin dissociation and saturation curves in the following graph. The difference in partial pressure between oxygen and carbon dioxide in the systemic capillaries of the body cells is that oxygen diffuses from the blood to the body cells, while carbon dioxide is diffused from the body cells to the blood. The circulatory system consisting of the heart and the blood vessels supports the respiratory system by drawing blood from the lungs. Blood that leaves the systemic capillaries is pumped into the lungs through the alveolar capillary in the right ventricle. It then returns to the heart through the right atrium and into the veins, where the gas exchange between the blood and the veins takes place. Breathing is central to life because it enables the human body to acquire the energy it needs to sustain itself and its activities. Other body systems that work with the airways include the nervous system, the lymphatic system and the immune system. The circulatory system, which consists of the heart and blood vessels, helps to supply nutrients and oxygen to the lungs, tissues and organs of the body. It also removes carbon dioxide as a waste product. Breathing is more than just breathing. In fact, it refers to two separate processes, one of which is inhaling and exhaling. Breathing is a sequence of events that leads to the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide from the atmosphere via the cells into the body. At least cellular respiration is the process by which organisms convert food and chemical energy without needing oxygen. Some forms of respiration are anaerobic, that is, they require oxygen. Green plants release oxygen as a waste product of photosynthesis, and we use oxygen as fuel for our metabolic reactions, which emit carbon dioxide as a waste product. Instead of transporting sugar to the cells, mitochondria in the blood break their chemical bonds and release the energy they contain. The main argument for not breathing is not so much a lack of oxygen as the accumulation of carbon dioxide. Our lungs supply the cells of the blood via the cardiovascular system with oxygen from the outside air, which enables us to gain energy. At the same time, carbon dioxide is wasted by the breakdown of sugars in the body's cells, diffuses into the blood and then
diffuses into our lungs from the blood and is expelled when we breathe. Amphibian lungs are simple sacred structures that lack the complex, spongy appearance of the lungs of birds and mammals. The meaning of the term in this case extends to the transfer of oxygen from the lungs into the bloodstream, from which the cells release carbon dioxide into the bloodstream of the cells and from there into the lungs, from which it is discharged into the environment. One can distinguish between the external respiration, which exchanges gases with the external environment, and the internal respiration that exchanges gases between the body cells and blood. The blood bathes the cells with oxygen, which is absorbed as carbon dioxide and passes to the environment. In amphibian species, adult skin continues to play an important role in gas exchange. The relative contributions of the lungs to the skin and the local area of the skin for gas exchange differ between different species and may even change within the same species. In frogs, the skin on the back of the thigh, an area exposed to air and containing a rich capillary network between the skin and lower leg, contributes more to gas exchange than elsewhere. At the other extreme are tree frogs, whose lungs make up 75% of the surface of the respiratory capillaries. Water newts use both lungs and skin for breathing, whereby the skin contains 75% of the lungs. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.